Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 116. Today's August 7th, 2012. Today's topic, are you run by your feelings? Negative emotions like anxiety can be really painful. I know, because I felt anxiety and many other negative feelings intensely and frequently for most of my life. My depression seemed to take over my entire mind and body. It seemed to envelop me so completely that I felt as if there were no way to escape it. I also felt as if it would never end. My anxiety and depression were so great in my 20s that I thought about ending my life on many occasions. Based on the thousands of communications we've received in the past few years and those we've read on several personal growth forums, it seems that many people are overwhelmed by negative feelings. Although I've written about negative emotions several times in the past, see MortyLefkoe.com, the table of contents, for several examples, today I want to discuss emotions in a slightly different way in order to help free you from any that may be running your life. Emotions seem justified. Have you noticed that we usually think our emotions are communicating some information? For example, if we feel afraid to take action, the fear seems to be telling us that taking action is dangerous. If we feel angry at something someone did, the anger seems to be telling us that that person did something to hurt us. This results in us both wanting to get rid of the emotion because it feels so bad, and at the same time, wanting to hold on to the emotion because it seems we're right to feel it given our appraisal of the events. For example, did you ever notice that if you view something you've never done before as risky, it makes sense for you to feel anxiety? It's almost as if you should feel anxious in that situation. If you think someone treated us unfairly, don't you feel as if you should feel angry at them? You create your feelings. If reality were really causing our emotions, this reaction would make perfect sense. In fact, however, because events have no inherent meaning, events can't cause us to feel anything. Most feelings are the result of the meaning we attribute to events, not the events themselves. For example, losing a job has no inherent meaning. It could mean we'll never find another job and become destitute. It could mean it will take a lot of time and effort to find a job. It could mean we'll find a better job where we'll be much happier. It could mean we'll change careers and discover we care more about the new career and job than we ever did about the old one. What does losing your job really mean? Until you give it a meaning, it has no inherent meaning. If you give losing your job the meaning that you'll never find another good one, you'll be incredibly anxious. If you give it the meaning that you can now change careers to do what you've always wanted to do and been afraid to try, you'll feel excited and turned on. And if you give the event no meaning at all, you'll feel nothing at all. Therefore, your feelings tell you nothing about yourself, life, reality, the future, etc. Your feelings tell you only one thing, that you've given meaning to an event. No meaning, no feelings. And if your feelings are the result of the meaning you've given an event, then you create your feelings. And that news is about as good as you can get. Why? Because if you create your feelings, you can get rid of them. As I've explained in detail before, when you distinguish the meaning you give events from the events themselves, the meaning will literally dissolve. And when the meaning dissolves, the emotions it causes will dissolve also. See a short video that introduces my occurring course that describes in detail how this process works at occurringcourse.com. Please ignore the information about the scholarship as the course isn't being offered at this time. When you master the ability to make that distinction, you will have mastered life. I rarely experience anxiety or any other negative emotion anymore. And if I can do it, you can too. If you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefko.com. If you'd like help about getting a certified Lefko Method facilitator to help you permanently eliminate an emotional eating problem or any other problem in your life, please call us at 415-884-0552. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko Belief Process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Have a great week. See you next week with my next podcast.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.